Ma'am, you may begin your conference.
Okay. Thank you, operator. Welcome, everybody, to the Affliction Band conference call with Donald Trump and Tim Sylvia. Again, we are here to talk about, of course, Tim is going to be fighting the feared Fedor as the main event in the Affliction Band pay-per-view event, which is Saturday, July 19th, from the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. And what we're going to do today is Donald Trump has graciously given us about 15 minutes of his time to answer some questions that you'll pose to him. And after he is finished, then Tim will be on the line to talk about his fight. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Donald Trump. He's president and CEO of the Trump Organization, a partner with Affliction Entertainment, and, of course, the biggest heavyweight in the real estate business himself. So, Mr. Trump, if you could make a brief statement, and we'll go right to Q&A.
Well, thank you very much. And on behalf of Affliction Entertainment, I want to thank everybody for participating in this call. We have a great fight coming up on July 19th. As everyone knows, it's sold out. We have fantastic fighters. One of them will be on the phone with you in a little while, Tim, and Tim's going to have a tough evening. But from everything I hear about Tim, he's going to give it back right away and very hard. So it's going to be a terrific evening. I will be there. And as a lot of you know, I've had many, many fights over the years, both in business and in other ways. But I had more Mike Tyson fights than anybody else. Mike Tyson fought for me more than any other promoter, and many, many fights. And to this day, we still do quite a few boxing matches, and we actually do quite a few of the MMA fights down at my hotel in Atlantic City called the Taj Mahal. So if anybody would have any questions, I look forward to the fight. I think it's going to be a great evening. We have a wonderful company, very well capitalized, and I look forward to seeing you there. Any questions, please?
Okay, operator, if we could open it up for questions. And please, everybody, we have a lot of people on the call, so we will limit you to one question each. And if you could be mindful of the time so we can get as many questions in as possible. Go ahead, operator.
At this time, the floor is now open for questions. If you would like to pose a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Please hold while we take our first question. Our first question comes from Franklin McNeil with ESPN.com. Please go ahead.
Hey, Donald. How
are
you doing?
How are you?
Good. Hey, I would be remiss if I didn't ask this question. I read a story today on Yahoo Sports, and it has to do with Dana White, of course, attacking the Affliction Band product, and in particular Tom Atencio, calling Tom the T-shirt guy. And my thing is, how do, you know, there was no mention of you, of course, but how do you feel about someone you're associated with being called like a T-shirt or someone associating you with a T-shirt company?
Well, you know, Tom's done an amazing job. And I was just talking recently, yesterday actually, with Mark Burnett, who did The Apprentice and he did Survivor and he also did Contender. And I mentioned Affliction, and he said, wow, what a company that is. That company is really hot. What a job they've done. Now, that's Mark Burnett telling me, because he asked me about, you know, the MMA and what's going on and who are the partners, and he wasn't that aware of it, and now he's aware. But he said when he heard Affliction, he said, wow, that's some great company. Tom has done an amazing job, and so has Dana White, as far as I'm concerned. You know, Dana's been very respectful of me and very nice to me, and I will always be to him. I think he's done a terrific job.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from Alexander George with Bloomberg News. Please go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Trump.
Hi.
I was just wondering, what was your motivation for getting into Ultimate Fighting?
Well, I have so many fights at, you know, different venues that I have throughout the country, and we've done so much of this, and I, you know, I've dealt with Don King, and when you deal with Don King, you're dealing with somebody who's truly a character. And you think it's easy dealing with Don King? It's not. And I've dealt with everybody. And I also happen to enjoy it. I watch it. I like the MMA stuff. It's the new wave. It seems to me to be the new wave. And I don't know that it takes over for boxing, but a lot of people are watching, and I think it is sort of taking over for boxing. So we thought, I think my partners are fantastic. We have a very well-capitalized company, very strong. We've sold out the arena very quickly, and a lot of people were surprised at how quickly, but it sold out. And, you know, it's just something that I do. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to give up the real estate business, but it is something I do, and we've done it well over the years. We've had a lot of great fights. You know, I had Tyson's Holmes. I've had Tyson Spinks. I've had many, many great fights. George Foreman fought for me a lot. Many of the great fighters have fought, and they still do, as you know.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from Dan Arrett with the LA Times. Please go ahead.
Hi, Donald. Do you think it's good business strategy for the UFC to run counter programming the night of the Affliction show and other MMA events, and or is it bad for the sport?
Well, I think it's probably not great for the sport, although a lot of people are going to be watching. I have a feeling that we may top them because we have the better fighters. I don't know if it's a good business strategy. How about if I answer that question on Monday? I'll be able to tell you better on Monday, Dan. I wouldn't do it. I don't think I'd go about it that way. Well, it shows they're taking it very seriously, I will say that. I mean, obviously, they consider this a threat, and they take it seriously. But, you know, again, it's a group of people with a lot of money that like this particular sport. And, you know, I can see somebody wanting to take it. And we have very good fighters, and we're getting them more and more. I mean, all the fighters want to sign with us. So they are taking it very seriously, Dan.
Thanks, Donald.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from Jeff Zigzit with USA Today.
Hey, Donald, you just sort of mentioned something that was leading into my question. What are your long-term plans with Affliction regarding MMA? And when you say all the fighters wanting to sign with us, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
I mean, my long-term plans, we'll take it as it goes. We do fights, and, you know, the fights have been very – I mean, the first fight has been – amazingly successful. I hope it's going to be a great evening of fighting. I think it will. But, you know, obviously the results when you can sell out a stadium that quickly, an arena that quickly, that's sort of an amazing thing. So we'll just continue to go along, and I would predict that it will get bigger and bigger and better and better. And again, it's a very strong group of people in terms of the finances, so that's not going to ever be a problem.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Michael Smith with AOL Sports. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, Donald. What is your relationship with Tito Ortiz, and do you expect Tito to be fighting for Affliction at some point this year?
Well, I think Tito's terrific. I mean, he was on The Apprentice. As you know, The Apprentice continues. It was the number one show on television, and it continues to get great ratings. NBC just renewed it for 2 more years, as you probably know, a while ago. And we're following the Super Bowl on NBC. We come right after the Super Bowl with a new group of celebrities. And Tito was one of the celebrities. He was not only a nice guy, and it's very different than the way he is in the ring. He was really very talented, very smart. And yes, I think he likes me a lot, and I like him a lot. And that doesn't mean he signed a contract, but I think Tito would probably love to be with us.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from Ben Cohen with ESPN.com. Please go ahead.
Hi, Donald. How are you?
Hello, Ben.
Donald, is there anything you've learned from the UFC speakers that you shouldn't have said today, maybe, in the
class? Ben, your reception is very, very bad. I can hardly hear you. You're probably on a cell phone, but we can hardly hear. I can't even hear a word you're saying.
Is there anything from the UFC business model that you think has been bad that you've learned from?
Oh, yeah, I think you could look at UFC and say we've learned. I mean, certainly they've done a great job, and they were pretty borderline for a while, but they've done a very, very good job. And certainly we'll look at that model and other models and put them all together and take the best of every one. But certainly we can learn from the UFC. There's no question about it.
What mistakes
have they made?
Yeah.
I don't think they've made any mistakes. I think they've done just fine.
So it's not the kind of business model that you'd be following.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off. We cannot hear you, and we have to go to the next question. Operator, next question, please.
As a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star and the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Ken Tishner with MMAweekly.com. Please go ahead.
Hi, Donald. my question is kind of twofold, but it's been a little while since your partnership with Affliction was announced, and you talked before about coming on in a promotional capacity a lot and lending your name to it. Have you found that your involvement has gone a lot deeper than that now, and specifically on the MMA side?
Well, yes, it's an interesting question. I mean, they wanted me to be in, and I think I do add a certain credibility, and, you know, I'm a very strong partner, and I'm a good partner. I think I probably worked on it a little bit more than I certainly have done a little bit more than I would have thought I would have done, but that's to the good of the company.
And how impressed are you with the way the guys from Affliction, like Tom and such, have run there?
I think really good. And I'll tell you, honestly, Mark Burnett is my partner on The Apprentice, and he's somebody I have a lot of respect for. His statement about Tom and the job that Affliction has done is an amazing. He said, that's an amazing company. He told me that. And, you know, he knows more about that than I do, to be honest with you. That had an impact on me. I am absolutely impressed with Tom. I'm absolutely impressed with the people that they've hired to do the show. And when, you know, most of you folks are going to be at the show, you're going to see something that's spectacular. They have the best producers, the best people. They have people that did Olympic Games. I mean, they really have got a great group of people. And I think the show itself, beyond the fighters, I think the presentation itself will be amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, how about two more questions?
Okay, two more questions.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from Mike Harris, thechairdog.com. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Trump.
Hello, Mike.
My understanding is that New York is one of the few states where MMA has not yet been sanctioned.
Correct.
And I'm wondering if you can lend your name and your weight.
I think I will, and I think it'll happen.
You have a time frame?
No, but I think it'll happen in New York. They can't allow it to happen right across the river, but not in New York. I think it'll happen. You know, I've had fights. I've had UFC fights. I've had fights at my casinos, at my hotels. I can't imagine that New York State and New York City will allow it to happen in New Jersey and other states and not here. So I think it's just a question of time. I hear there's a movement on to get it approved.
Exactly. All right. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
Okay, one more question, operator.
Thank you. Our next question is from Rich Bergeron from UnlimitedFightNews.com.
Hi, Mr. Trump. Obviously, you have a ton of connections and a great deal of business savvy. I'm just wondering how you plan to make a strong niche for Affliction in such a crowded market, especially since it's starting to show some growing pains lately with indicators like the IFL coming dangerously close to insolvency.
Yeah, I think that it will be interesting to see. And, you know, business is business, and sometimes things work great, and sometimes they don't work great. This is one I think is a natural. I'll let you know about it in about a year or two, okay? But I really think it's going to be very successful. And I think that our first fight is a really good indication of that, because with a real startup, because this is a startup, no matter, you know, we can call it whatever we want to call it, but it's a startup, that we sold out a major arena in L.A. is, you know, sort of an amazing thing. So I think it's going to be very successful. I'll let you know about it in a couple of years.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
A lot.
Maybe you'll let me know about it. Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you on Saturday night in a week.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Trump. And
thank
everybody.
You.